Rastafari.
Slay bad music.
The NBS. Mama tell me something, make your yeah, wild sunshine. Clock can't turn back, so me down it's time. As me wake up, me gone for mine. Yeah, one leap a thing me experience over the years. Alive and kicking, me no sick and me no in a jail. Me not come over here with the good of it prevail. So when me hear some of them talk, now we never
stay. One leap a
baby cry, one leap a dance. Kidnap from my friend and my job out, wish them was around to tell the tale. Me a try and make things better, but it could have rest up, me never off it there. So me give thanks, cha-cha put me on the wake up list. So me can see days like this. Me now bust everything, Chris, but me still grateful for my blessing. I forgive thanks, cha-cha put me on the wake up list. So me can see days like this. Enough never made it, so the opportunity me now
bracing.
Wendy shopping, not for nonsense. I love a woman who's sexy and confident. I wanna read your mind. Yes, I really need your time. Silk fleeces, Jesus pieces. Here's my memoir, I need your thesis. After I've read chapter 5 in the S6, still side by side.
All the lessons, all the blessings, all the beauty that you are. Satisfaction is my reaction every time I'm near your heart. Can you feel it? No, you see it. So many people in pain. Rough out there, no one knows, seems no one cares. You give me hope when none is found. Life is short, time's running out. Let's make this a good life. Yeah, even through the bad times.
This is DJ Bobby Pink.
Nothing can kill me.
Hey, go and walk, yeah, baby, fuck me, baby. Turn around, bust it down, show me what you got. Hey, can you split it on it for the boy? Then look back at it like you're paranoid. Hey, cause you a star just the way you are. And that's with and without a makeup on. Closet too lit, a designer star. Shake that money, make a baby Polaroid, arm and all. Shake butter spoon, at the floor, ass fat. Build a bar, there's a natural Snapchat. I'ma save it to my camera roll and leave with me. Gotta come in like it's time to go. Swear them back shots, serve his ass shots. Yeah, yeah, make that ass pop, make that ass pop. Ayy, her shopaholic and she can't stop. So even women crushing like some can pop. Whoa, talking Chanel and Louis Vuitton. Yeah, Dolce Gabbana and Yves Saint Laurent. Ayy, beautiful skin, so smooth and it's all. Hey, not to mention a new get,
Me get the mic and know me, not laugh. Push my craft like how we can't start. Hit them for lunch and now go half fast. He get the hit for fit with
yeah, your bad man, I feel it.
Burning, the clock still turning, the waist keep whining while I ass keep working. The DJ's on my team, I'm serving the DJ's on my team.
Then I need a gold DJ, gold DJ. Then I need a gold DJ, gold DJ. Then I need a gold DJ, gold DJ. Then I need a gold DJ, gold DJ.
Turned up, eyes low. Down on the dance floor. Little mama, can you tell me where my hands go? Amazing, I might be your biggest fan, no. Thought maybe you could take me where you come from. And maybe I could show you what I'm made of. Yeah, baby, I could buy some time to get close. But really, I ain't got no time for fake love. Wake up, take drugs. Bottle of Henny in my body then. Cause somebody tell me what a party at. All is toast to the good life. Passed it to the left as she brought it back. Another blunt still burning, the clock still turning. The waist keep whining while her ass keep twerking. The DJ's on my team, I'm serving the DJ's on my team.
Then I get a gold DJ, gold DJ. Then I get a gold DJ.
You will if I never tell you in my life.
like you. Nothing like you, no. They ain't built like you, no. Tryna pull up on ya. Nah, that I want ya. Put it on me, I put it on ya. Got a check on me, I spend it on ya. Looking like a whole stack. I can't wait, I can't hold back. Phone going on back to back. Tell it, stop reaching, he can't have your back. Oh, no coupe and it's parked outside. You don't even wanna go out tonight. Save the priorities and letting you know.
Got a little bit of motion.
Yeah, the story.
It's more than enough.
Talk to me like if I had a vagina.
Deep in your ocean. Cause you work too hard. Got a little bit of motion.
So you guys are going to disrespect all the songs. Start talking all over.
I'm swimming deep in your ocean. Step out the bush. Yeah. And I'll be singing on you. Oh, my, my, my.
Know me, you know what my slow wine is like.
Woo!
Oh yeah. MTD Solo just doing the daggone thing. That's some yo, that was a crazy mix.
Yo, come on now. Rihanna, where you at?
Yo,
drink.
On.
The baby, somebody.
Everything. Yo, so big up again, Bobby Payne from Digital Movement.
Shout out to Bobby who gave me a little something. Thank you, thank you. I appreciate
that's a shout out right there. Yeah. You like that, eh?
I appreciate that. That's how you know good DJs.
Damn. You see?
Pharaoh touching the button.
It's always going to happen. At least 3 times every show. I'm sorry, guys.
I think it's like 1 o'clock. Somebody's
in the car cursing right now.
Yeah, like, because what are they doing over there?
Yeah. No, because see what keeps happening. Because I'm transitioning, all right? All right, there we go. There's
transitioning. Like, that could mean that means a lot of things.
Yeah, right. I know. It could. Right now, I just mean I want beats in the background. That's what I mean. Okay, cool. Run it. All right. Okay, sorry, guys. I'm not going to say anything else. Like, did you guys have something to say right now?
I don't think my microphone's up.
Your microphone's not up?
No.
Yeah, it's up.
Turn the mic up.
It's up.
I can hear you.
Okay, perfect.
Yo. I can hear your beautiful voice.
Thank you. I can hear yours too.
Yo, Jesus. Okay. Enough of you guys. Can we hear who's on the phone? Hold on. Wait. We were talking about an exceptional event. We plugged it just now. We said we were going to have the Queen Ketty Antoine with us, who's talking about Afrofest.
Afrofest.
Hey. Hold on. Let me make sure we can hear her. Awesome. Her mic is up. Welcome to the Empower.
Oh, my God. You guys are so alive. It's 8 in the morning. It's amazing.
Yes. You we try.
Somebody got to give you a daily morning show.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate
Pop
that.
Clap for Queen Kitty.
For real.
You know, talk about it. Talk about
Thank
it.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Thank you for being with us, sister. So, so for those who do not know, this is the one and only Ketty Antoine. I don't know if you would just want to let people know who might not know, just if you could just plug yourself real quick before
Where
we just
they
plug
been
the event.
If they don't know.
I know. If they don't know, but it's just, you know me, I like to create opportunities. So please take the opportunity, sister.
You want me to introduce myself?
Well, please, if you
Allow,
can.
Wow, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. How many time do I have?
2 minutes. All right.
Well, if anybody's familiar with the radio scene back in the days, I used to host Nuit Blanche with Dice B.
Yep.
So we kind of started that whole, movement of having urban music and underground hip-hop, local music on air, I'm like online. This is a new era. But, and nowadays I've been, organizing events. I have my own shop on Saint-Hubert.
Beautiful
where you
shop.
Can find local artists. You can buy, from local entrepreneurs. I'm the owner of Espace Urbain Montréal. It's at 5926 Saint-Hubert corner, Rosemont. So if you're looking for Christmas gift, original Christmas gift made by local entrepreneur, we are an option.
Yes.
And right now I'm working with La Maison d'Haïti. It's been 3 years putting together the Festival Afro-Urbain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm talking to you this morning, guys, because c'est l'appel d'artiste. It's the artist, call.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking for new artists to put together an amazing and vibrant programmation. And this year, what's new is that we're offering residencies.
Mm.
So
what does that mean? What does
select,
that mean? Ketty, what does
that
mean?
Yeah, that's new, and that's something we really want, to push forward, to use a space as a creative space where we can think together, create, and showcase. So this year we're looking for three dancers, three musicians, and six visual artists to offer those residencies. And the deadline is Monday.
Okay, yeah, that's
but
right.
But since we're talking today, I would like to extend it to your listeners.
Woo-hoo!
For another week.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So please send us, you know, your resume and be part of this celebration, because we really focus on celebrating Afro urban descendant artists. It's a platform where all Montrealers can come and celebrate that.
What are the criteria?
This year, the theme is Espace et Passage, to accentuate on the fact that it's under-celebrated. Everything that all the citizen of Afro-descendant left behind, you know, we occupy the space and we leave trace, and it's not enough celebrated and recognized. So we wanted to add our voice to that conversation and you know, push that message.
And what are the criteria for people to apply, Kitsy?
The criteria is to be an artist, to have a portfolio, to understand the values of the organizers, which is La Maison d'Haïti. Mm. So that means in your content, we won't tolerate sexism,
racism,
violence, you know, mm-hmm. things like that.
Yep.
It sounds obvious, but we still have to mention it.
Exactly.
So uplifting content.
And be free, because this year, like everybody else, is going to be virtual.
Mm-hmm.
So it's our version 3.0. And we're going to have to be very creative and put together a different type of content, because everything is online now. We're celebrating behind our screens. So we really want to be creative and push the envelope to propose new artists for that third edition.
And is this a voluntary contribution of their time and their talent from the artists, or are they getting paid
no,
for this?
No, thank you.
Talk
That's
that talk,
great
Queen.
Comment. We have a cachet for that, for the residency and for the festival.
Do you mind touching on the amounts, Kitsy, just so people get motivated?
Oh, no, I cannot give the amount.
You can't? Okay. But is it fair to say...
all those information will be known in due date.
Mm-hmm.
For now, I just want, you know, to motivate the artists to apply. Apply, propose your name, propose, you know, your art craft, and let's keep building and proposing interesting program.
Amazing.
For us by...
Amazing. It's fair to say, and I'm seeing on the website right now, this is sponsored by the Canadian government, right?
Yes.
So for having worked a little bit with them, any artist listening to this, it's going to be worth your while. You're not going to get paid like $10 an hour, $25 an hour. It's going to definitely be, I don't know what the amount is, Kitsy's not saying.
No, it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be worth your while. So take the time to apply. My next question is, I'm still on the website. I see Villeray Saint-Michel Park Extension supporting you. I find this.
Yes.
I find it sad that the city itself, it seems like the neighborhoods are supporting you. So this seems to be going in. Why is Valérie Plante and the entire city not supporting this? And why is the Quebec government? I don't see the Quebec's logo anywhere. Now we know.
I know.
Prime Minister Legault is special. But
we're going to keep reaching out. I don't have their answer, you know. I have the question like you.
This is ridiculous.
So we're going to keep reaching out. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, sister, I know what you guys are doing there at the Maison d'Haïti, and just what you continue to do in terms of promoting the culture and just making sure that as melanated people we have representation. Thank you. Thank you for giving us
this
space.
Thank you. And it's
OG
important for us also, you know, to decentralize art and culture, because everything is happening downtown now.
Mm.
So it's not everybody that has that type of opportunity to go all the way downtown to have access to art and culture.
Agreed.
So the work La Maison d'Haïti is doing in the heart of Saint-Michel is very important and amazing.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Shout out to Marjorie Villefranche. She's still there, right?
Oh, yes. Shout out to Marjorie.
The OG. She's the OG right
Thank
there.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your day. Have a very productive and positive day.
Thank you, Queen. Stay up. And wishing you all the best. Talk to you soon.
KT Antoine.
Thank you.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, she's been doing this for a while, man.
Yep. Ketty is heavy. Like, really, like, when she just started starting a Nuit Blanche, so big shout-out to Dice B and all that awesomeness.
Yep.
Okay, so those who are watching me on the live, unfortunately, the live is paused for now because I cannot seem to get it back on. I think I have too much stuff in my phone. It's telling me I got to clear some storage. So, basically, tune in. I hope you're listening. That's just what I do. So, Queen Kaya is in the building.
Hello.
All right, mic check.
Hold
on. Wait, a little closer.
They ain't ready.
I know. Hold on. Your purple mic. Okay, there we go.
Your purple mic.
Okay, sweet. So Kaya, how has it been, man?
I've been good. It's been crazy out here, man. I kind of got I got vacation withdrawal, so I'm going through it. And I came out this morning to come and do the show, and I felt like I didn't have to click my clicker because I'm like, oh man, I think I might have left my car undone. I open up my car. My car has been trashed. They got all my lotto tickets. I'm telling you, you know what's so crazy? They open up my glove compartment. There's a GPS in there. What? They don't take it. There's a laptop in the back seat. There's an iPhone in the back seat in the thing.
And they don't take any of that.
And you know what else they didn't take? I got a little red bracelet for protection that was actually with the lotto ticket.
Okay.
They took the lotto tickets, but did I
said, very much
sauces on germs for your I wish you the itch of 10,000 fleas in your crotch. You went in my car?
Oh my goodness.
I'm vexed.
Okay.
So everything is great right now, but it is what it is. You know, this is Montreal and it's that time. So season's greetings. I hope y'all get a couple bucks off them tickets. If y'all win, y'all better come back and give me some
tickets. Exactly.
I ain't looking for all of it because the tickets is gone. Right? Right. If there's some money on it, come on and give me some.
You know, at the least. Yes. So what's going on in the entertainment world, man?
So today I got to talk to y'all about what's happening in the industry right now. So we know that months back, Tory Lanez was accused, allegedly shooting Meg Thee Stallion. But there was some different discrepancies because stories coming from different places where her friend Kelsey supposedly might have shot her. Tory Lanez might have shot her. Now they're saying that due to this song that she just released, because he released the song talking about it, about the situation, and he tells his part of the story, and from what he's saying, he kind of sounds like he might be telling the truth.
Right.
And so, especially going back and forth like with the stories that she told.
Correct.
So now, Megan makes her own song.
She clapped back.
Shots fired. So she clapped back with shots fired.
Okay.
And now she has called out Kelsey Nicole and Tory Lanez on pretty much the discrepancies in their stories.
Okay.
And now, and I'm holding my face. I wish you guys could see me right now. I'm holding my face.
Go ahead.
This is where the drama starts.
Okay.
Give it to them.
Kelsey Nicole has clapped back with bussing back. So they had shots fired that came from Meg, and now they got bussing back that's coming from Kelsey Nicole. Now it's some things happening. So Meg happens to call Kelsey Nicole, like she's saying pretty much like, you dying to have the attention from guys that I mess with. You giving guys special favors for the attention that I want, and you pretty much you a shrimp and I'm a steak. Kelsey comments back and she's pretty much clapping back saying that you don't even know who did what they did to you, but you out here tripping because you're in love with a guy. So now the drama for me is that a lot of people are getting involved right now. Some things being said, but Kelsey Nicole goes on her, I think it might have been Twitter, she posted the video, but it's her cursing and kind of like putting up emojis and putting up her middle finger.
Okay.
So last night, Meg and her friends is all sitting up in Meg's bed, and they come with the middle fingers too, like good night, like B's always hating. Yeah. So now we have a problem in the industry right now. So too many people are getting involved, and the drama is heating up. So I feel like on the female tip, this rap industry is about to go the Tupac Biggie route almost.
Shoot.
So I'm telling you, I'm a little bit heated myself, actually. And I can tell you, y'all know I rap, and I'm just a shameless plug. My video for Bad Girl is dropping like next week.
Nice.
I just got some of the visuals back. Yeah. But I feel like it's a place for female rappers right now
of course
come out and do their thing. But I just want to give the warning. This is this disclaimer. I'm coming up in this industry. Don't come for me. Y'all come for me. I'm not Megan. I'm telling you right now. So let me tell you what just happened. Yes. Everybody's getting involved in this beef, and we come to find out that there's a Canadian rapper.
No
or,
way.
Or so she calls herself. She's a rapper. Her name is Chromas, and she called herself making Marcus the Stallion, a song called Marcus the Stallion.
Oh, okay.
And in the video, she actually has visuals of a black stallion with a bullet going through their head.
Oh!
So, okay. I'm just saying, so last night, about? And I know that how the industry goes or whatever, and I know that celebrities don't usually answer their DMs and stuff, but I messaged Megan last night. I'm like, hey.
You're like, hello.
I'm on the ground. Tell me what you want me to do, because I don't get it. I don't get it. Who is she talking to?
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, as one artist to another artist, babe, bad look.
Okay, so yeah. Wait, what's her name? Chromas.
I want to see it. Where do we find this? Tell me where to find this.
Is it me or
girl?
She's just trying to get attention?
Right. I know, like, she's definitely trying to get attention.
We're talking about her right now.
Yeah, where do we find her?
Well,
though?
Look, I'm giving her a little.
I know, you're giving her.
Don't
you're
say
giving,
I'm hating because I ain't saying
nothing. No.
I'm giving you a little press.
Yeah, you are.
A little bit.
A big press right here.
But. Yo, I can't believe that she actually clapped at Megan. She got involved in something, and you know she's a Toronto girl.
Toronto's first lady.
So they're saying that Chromas is actually bussing back for Tory Lanez. Like, oh, they got you out here doing Tory Lanez dirty work.
Okay.
So I don't know what's really going on, y'all, but it's something to actually be looked at, and I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Oh,
what do we do?
Okay, and I actually, I know Chromas. Yeah. Now you just say that. Now I know who she is, actually. I think.
I don't know who she is.
Yeah.
I'm not interested.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I'm not even going to lie.
I know. I think we have a personal connection, actually.
I'm not Meg Thee Stallion, but anyway, I'm not interested. I'm putting
How's it spelled for those who are trying to...
I know. Look at it.
I'm joking.
This is real radio. We're all in here. Hold on. What are you saying, Kaya? This is hot.
Some hot stuff. So,
I almost want to pull up the diss track. Hold on.
No, it's a problem, and she's like, Marcus Thee Stallion. Only problem is that...
She's following me on Instagram.
You kind of need a translator to understand everything that she's saying, because she kind of raps with her teeth very close together like this.
Okay.
It's like, but so this is a clip. If I get shot, I'm shooting that man, especially running straight to the ground. And I don't want smoke, cause you're gonna tell I do not be for no rent. And this and this, it is what it is. All I be speaking is fast. The beat is hot.
The beat is hot. You can't be mad at her.
The beat is hot.
All right, but that's enough.
But
promo
we can't hear what she's saying, though.
Yeah,
you are
right.
And it's not on a negative level. I really don't understand
what
she's
saying.
Nah,
it is what it is. And as an entertainer, we know what it is, right? She's rapping with her teeth together. So it's kind of like, it's a little mumble rap-ish. And for Meg, who is very clear and concise and bust those shots, if you ever want to come back for an artist, you got to outdo them. You can't, you know what I'm saying? When Jay-Z and Nas beef with the Aether situation, you know, Jay-Z came with a song. I don't even remember.
I got God. I throw God in there everywhere. Okay, you just walked underneath the ladder. I got God.
Exactly. Amen.
Amen. Well, the ones that I know, everybody knows, obviously, Broken Mirrors. That's a life of just bad luck. I don't know, or a certain period of time. I used to have, when you get into the house after 12 o'clock, you have to walk in backwards.
Yeah.
Don't bring no duppies in. Yeah. Don't bring no duppies with you.
Don't
walk in backwards when you come after 12.
Exactly.
And then there's another one I can't remember. Yo, Solo would remember this one. It's either, I think, at the beginning of the month.
It shouldn't have happened in the first place. So I just want to say, you know, y'all chill out. Let's keep it in the booth.
100. Good.
100. Don't come for me. Don't come for Kaya.
So, did anybody watch the Gucci and Jeezy?
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't watch it. I heard some stuff about it. Can you guys enlighten me, please?
Clear win. I think there's a
clear
win.
Clear win?
Yeah.
Well, I'm. That's what I would like to know, because I only watched a clip. I didn't watch the whole thing yet.
I actually watched the thing. I think Jeezy was very strategic in what he said and what he did. He actually made Gucci look very bad, but Jeezy forgot to mention that he tried to get, you know, Gucci killed.
So
when you send shooters and this is facts, we're not speculating here. Jeezy had paid and hired people to go and murder Gucci Mane, and one of the things that Gucci Mane did is self defense. He shot back literally in his house and killed one of the assailant. And turns out one of the assailant was one of Jeezy's long time. Childhood friend.
Wow.
So that's how it came back to him. And Gucci, I guess, was just, you know, not, he didn't come in planning anything, came in wearing a lot of expensive stuff and talked about you look like crap, this and that.
Really?
Young Jeezy said it's not about you. It's about Pop Smoke dying and people dying in these streets, and they're looking at us beefing, and that's why they're beefing, and we need to unite. And then he proceeded to murder him with bangers. Okay. So Young Jeezy clearly won that fight.
Okay.
I think for anybody listening to this, and I don't want to spend too much time on this, actually, but if you're young and you're in this industry or not, if you're an entrepreneur, this speaks to the point of being prepared.
Mm. Yes.
You want to walk into a battle, and as a black person, waking up in the morning, getting outside your house is a battle. Be prepared. Be mentally prepared. Be physically prepared. And come in with a plan. If you don't got a plan every day, let me tell you something.
Mm.
The world you live in, this system has a plan for you.
Talk about it.
And it finishes with you in jail, finishes with you fired, finishes with you looking like this chroma mess. It finishes with you thirsty. Thirsty for any kind of economic opportunities that will make you look like a crackhead. So let me tell you something. Get out with a plan every single day, because the system's got a plan for you.
Thank you for that word, Terry. So, as we like to do in these times, Miss Trish, have we tossed the mic over to you?
We tossed the mic over to me. It's not much
we
today.
We tossed the mic.
Well, I actually have a microphone in front of me. Stop it. Anywho, I just want to know, between all of us, when's the last time you guys poured some self-love into yourself? This week. Give me this week example. And if you guys don't, I'm giving you guys a challenge to do it next week.
I tossed a salad yesterday, and then I ate my salad. I ate my salad.
I know. That's a huge pause.
I ate my salad.
Trish, is that what you were talking about?
Why
is that? No, he said he tossed the salad. I don't care.
That's what I said. That's what he said.
It's early in the morning. Don't start with me.
That's
exactly
what he said.
I heard it, too.
That's what you did for yourself?
Yeah, I ate a salad.
Lucky girl. Oh, yeah, exactly. Okay,
Kyle. What are you talking about? I ate a salad.
You said you tossed the salad. The way that you use that terminology.
I tossed the salad the same way you tossed that mic to Trish this one.
Ooh.
Kaya, when's the last time you loved on yourself, darling?
So I love on myself every single day.
Amen.
I cannot
lie. Give us a routine. What do you do?
My usual routine is, first of all, I love a good bath. And if you know me, you know my grandmother used to say as a kid, what are you trying to be, a submarine when you grow up? Like, kids, get out that tub.
Yes.
But I love getting wrinkled. I love being in the bathtub until I just can't take it anymore. Mm-hmm. I like to massage my scalp. I purchased a massage gun, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do a lot of, and it helps for circulation and cellulite and stuff. So I hit myself with the massage gun.
She hits herself with the massage gun.
If you know me, then you know. And I'm an herbalist, so I have my little, you know, my herbal refreshments actually help me from committing crimes and hurting people.
Facts.
So that's self-love.
That is a form of self-love. That's it, Farrell.
Talk about it. Well, I have my routines, meditation.
Okay.
Where I just, like, take time to connect with my inner being.
Yes,
right. I mean, just vibes that out. And then once I'm done with that meditation, there's visualizations, affirmations, just on generally telling myself that I'm amazing. Just
daily?
And you
this
are.
Is a daily thing
every
that
morning.
You do?
Good every job, morning. Kid. I do it religiously.
Clap for that.
Okay. All right? Just like you have to do it. You have to do it.
I bought some body scrubs.
Hey.
You know the gloves for exfoliation, because it's wintertime. So I use that in the shower, and it's great. My body, my skin's glowing,
it
so
is,
I'm loving
it. Sure
thank
is.
You. Okay.
It's nice skin. You do have nice skin, yes. Yeah, the skin is nice.
My skin's glowing.
I drink wine a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I'm a wine
from body scrub to drinking wine.
I drink
love
wine.
It.
I can clock that up, too.
I'm like fire. I meditate in the morning. Of course, I have to. I have a bad
you
temper.
You look like a zen person.
Yeah, I have a bad temper. I really do. And it comes out sometimes.
Really? I can't imagine.
I have to really ground myself sometimes because I get mad a little bit too quickly.
Mm.
So,
whoa.
And I meditate in the morning a lot. That's what I was telling you guys this morning. I drink my wine and I read. I read.
Wait. Let's stop on the temper. Where did it come from? You get it from your mama, from your dad?
I get it from my father.
From your father.
We have quiet. We're quiet people. But then when it comes up, it comes up.
That's smoke.
Stop. Someone disrespected my family, you know, this week. So
really?
With a racist undertone. Absolutely.
Do we touch on that or
no,
we keep
we
going
don't.
With your
no,
segment?
We're gonna
okay.
Keep on going.
Okay.
That is self-care right there.
That's
hey.
Exactly. Because you know,
not addressing the negative
yep.
things
exactly.
that make
you're
you
right.
feel
you know
like,
what I'm saying? Yeah,
that's
really,
true. That's self-care.
Really, it was actually pretty bad, but I'm not going to go there. I'm just
okay.
going to say my family is good. You know what I mean? I'm loving on myself to make myself better, and I'm a
good
work in progress
you.
Every
good for you.
Single day. So y'all love on yourselves every day.
This love
is
this.
You'll get out
this
of
is my favorite segment of the show. I've said this before.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. That's
it?
Yeah. wine.
No, what about the drinking stuff? Thing?
What, you want me, what, you know, want to know what wine I'm drinking?
No, I want to do your thing where we sip. That's
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I have my cup. Oh, I brought my cup and everything.
Oh, okay. Well, like, you know,
I look
okay,
forward
let me ask
to
you guys
this
a question.
One.
Is it hard for you guys to say no to people? That's another question.
That
I
is super hard for me.
Is it hard?
I know it's hard for me. I don't know for everybody else.
I had a problem with that earlier in my life to say no, but that was another form of self-love that I discovered as well. You have to say no. It's a sentence. No is a full sentence.
Yep.
And whoever doesn't understand that, bye. Goodbye.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You know
this.
What I mean?
No
because
is a full
people
sentence.
Will have the think that they can do and ask you anything, anytime, all the time. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you have to be
you
able
know
to
so
say
crazy?
No.
I usually, it's crazy for me, I usually don't say no.
Really, Kaya? Why?
I usually don't say no.
Okay.
And I don't have a problem with saying no, but mm-hmm. I usually don't say no.
Okay.
And my rules pretty much for myself are just set up like, I don't say no if it's something that I can do. If I could do it, I do it.
Okay.
All the time. I'm okay. not a person who, I don't really believe in no.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be mad if you ask me for something and I can't give it to you.
Really? Mm.
Oh, yeah, I'd be going through
that's
a thing.
That's beautiful.
I'm like, I'm about to go and get this. Somebody's son, okay. somebody granddaddy is about to get it because
right.
I'm about to get this money.
But really? I think what she means is more like, what if it's something you might not want to do?
Exactly. Like, do you ever feel like you're spreading yourself a little bit too thin
exactly.
for someone? In that sense.
You know what? No, not really, because I don't really have those types. Anybody in my life who can come and ask me for anything, I can pretty much ask them for anything.
Okay.
So I don't really have those types of relationships.
Got you.
I don't do the selfish people and stuff. I cut them from the very door.
Okay.
I smell that at the door because
right.
I'm a giving person. I attract takers. Mm. So for me, it is what it is.
Right.
So if I can catch it from the door, it is what it is. I'm going to ask you for some stuff too.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
That's
give and take.
That's
it's
one
totally
of my
give
rules
and take.
Kaya,
in all of my relationships.
Can you give me $20?
Absolutely.
She's like,
it works.
Tilly
she
don't
really
need no
don't
20
say
bucks.
No.
Yeah. If I got, really I, got 20, I got 20 bucks to get you, and I got some money coming later to you.
Exactly.
That's easy.
Does he have to give it back?
That easy, dog.
Does he have to pay you back?
He didn't ask me to lend him. He asked me to give it to him.
Hey,
that's another one of the rules, and I believe that this should be set up as self-care, too. Don't give away nothing that you can't stand to part
hey.
With.
Right.
Because
right.
sometimes
amen.
A person has intentions on paying you back,
that,
but it doesn't come as quickly as they
that's
want
it, exactly.
it to. So therefore, don't give away anything that you can't stand to part with. So that's self-care,
that's amazing
too.
One, yeah.
That's it.
So I love that.
G, Farrell, problems with saying no?
Not anymore. When I was younger, yeah.
yeah.
But it's just that as for me, it's because the fact that I do so much and it's just time. I just if I tell everybody yes, it's not true. I can't do it. Like, so if I really know I have a limitation, I will tell you, and it's just it's easier for me to tell you I can't do it than be 100. Then me giving you these I won't say empty promises. That's you know that's how I keep it because I you know I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Yo, that's just what it is. So yo,
Gina's grabbing that mic.
Oh, sorry. Look at me
wow.
jumping all over.
See how quick?
I had a year of the yes actually at one point because I wanted
explain
to
explain what a year of the yes.
The
is.
Year of the yes was to try and say yes to yes, right? So to say yes to not necessarily everything, but it's saying yes to trying new things. So I did do that for 1 year, and that was fun. And then it was, I think, about maybe 2-3 years I've been in the no zone.
Okay.
Because I was spreading myself too thin. It was exhausting. It was, I started feeling resentful, too. So, and, like, because I'm a huge family person. So, like, anytime you do it, I want to help. That's the thing. I want exactly. to be able to help. But sometimes you have to know what your limitations are and to say no to that. So,
I'm going to be tweeting that today and giving you a shout out.
Yeah.
No is a full sentence.
No is a full sentence.
I don't need to explain anything. No.
No. Exactly. No is a full sentence. So that's that. That was Coffee Conversations. Next week we're going to drink up and stuff like that. And
hey.
Just, I didn't even have the time to bring up anything. So I was like, oh, well,
hey,
just
that was good.
Question,
once
you know?
Again.
That was a simple
love
question.
It.
Farrell, what's next, my brother?
Yo. I turned off my own mic check.
Always turning
check.
Off mics.
Yo, on, mic checks, mic on, mic
cancel
off. Yo.
Culture. Cancel culture.
So, yo, we're tossing it over to Terry.
Tossing
I'm
going to
stop
what
the tossing.
What is wrong with y'all?
So,
you said you tossed the salad.
I know.
So
I tossed the salad. It was great. I did,
you
tasted
you
so good.
That
I'm not jealous.
Though, right?
I have no
I'm,
clue what it
I'm
means.
I'm not jealous. I'm happy
whatsoever.
For you.
Stop it.
I see Gina
I
looking at me
you.
Smiling.
I do not believe you don't know that.
Trish
means.
Is in love now looking at me.
And it got weird in the studio. It got weird.
I tossed.
It's only weird for the vanilla people. I'm in. I'm with it. I'm with it. I'm here
I
for
am,
it.
I'm with the
I am not jealous
I'm not
of the tossy. Of
I'm
the toss.
So
the
titty
toss.
I'm so not vanilla.
It's
and
coin.
It's still weird for
it's
me.
It's a coin.
I'm not jealous of the T-O-S-S-E-D.
Exactly.
Tosses.
Man.
Okay, so basically, what
so
we're
happy for
so
her.
Last week, Terry knocked the top off to talk about Valerie Plante just basically making a rain on the police department. All right, that's the RCMP.
The SPVM.
I'm
it's
like,
okay, it's okay, pal. It's okay.
I was like, what? That doesn't sound
Gina,
right.
Give him a hug, please.
Thank you. No, thank you.
COVID
I need
hug.
No, thank you. From far. Stop touching me. Okay, go ahead.
that's the COVID hug right there. Tap on
Yo,
the shoulder.
We really love each other around
yes,
here. Guys.
No, that's what it is. Okay, sorry. Back to real stuff. So now, yeah, so I don't know why I'm talking. Terry, the mic.
Yeah.
Yep. So last week we talked about defunding the police, and we talked about we're doing world news after, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. So let's dump into this. Let's go over quick stats. All right. So Valerie Plante, a week after King Sheffield Matthews was murdered, not died, not killed, he was murdered.
Yep.
Was murdered by police officers. She raised the budget, and I'm saying she because it's obviously she didn't make the decision by herself. But she is the leader of our city. She is the first lady. She decided to raise the budget by $15 million, of which majority of the $15 million is going towards buying more police vehicles. Now, this is the mayor that ran on mobility, on planet Earth, mm-hmm. on green, yeah. on thinking for the future. How do you justify, A, raising $15 million budget for police officers? B, buying more cars, right? Mm-hmm. So here's what you could do with $15 million, because I wanted to break it down. If I divide the $15 million with $1 million per nonprofit organization doing great things in the communities, what can $1 million do for the OFC?
Mm.
What can $1 million do for La Rue Inspire? Shout out to Cities in LaSalle. Mm-hmm. What can $1 million do for the CDNBCDA in Côte des Neiges, Tiffany Calder? What can $1 million do for Hoodstock?
Mm.
What can $1 million do for indigenous communities? That would be 15 organizations that would receive enough money to change the fate of 2021 for people with melanin in their skin.
Wow.
Now, one would argue, well, Terry, that's not fair. The police need money. When they hear defund the police, they think you're thinking about cutting down their salaries. Here's a quick stat for you. In 10 years, all right, in the last 10 years, from 2010 to 2020, the SPVM, the Police of Montreal's budget went up by 33%. It went from $500 million to $665 million. Let me tell you something. There hasn't been 33% inflation in the last 10 years. That's the first thing.
That's a fact.
Second thing, how does Valérie Plante justify giving 15 more million and giving the biggest allocation of municipal funds to 4,500 individuals? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is the amount of cops in this city, 4,500 people. And let me tell you another thing. There was 100,000 people marching. Pharaoh, shout out to you, brother. Mm. Shout out to you. Shout out to
Anastasia
Marcellin for putting together white, black, brown people in the streets, and 100,000 people marched. But you know who did not march? We should have been 100,001.
Yep.
The First Lady of Montreal did not march.
How
do you listen to 4,500 cops, but you won't listen to 100,000 people that vote for you?
Mm.
Remember this when you go to the poll, people.
Yep.
My next point is, if you do the math, people, and those are stats once again, the average cops per 100,000 citizen in Canada is 188 police per 100,000 citizen. That is what is needed to keep cities safe. These are statistics by economics, by sociologists, people. I'm losing my word, sociologue. Mm-hmm. Those are people that know what they're talking about. Montreal does not have 188. It doesn't have 188 cops per 100,000 inhabitants. It has 223.
Wow.
And this puts us at the number one spot for cops per 100,000. We have more cops per 100,000 citizens than Toronto, even though Toronto is a massively bigger city than Montreal. Now, here's another one. Montreal, you would think, hey, we have more cops. We must be the safest city in Canada. Well, guess what? We are at number 97.
Wow.
We are not number one, not number two. We're not even in the top, literally, 50. We are number 97. You know who's safer than us? Toronto. Toronto is number 124.
Wow.
So once again, Valerie, riddle me that.
Mm-hmm.
Riddle me that. How do we have more cops per 100,000 citizen? Now, here's the funniest part. Economics. I love economics because numbers don't lie. People lie. If you were to bring back Montreal from 223 cops per 100,000 and bring us just to the national average of 188 cops per 100,000 citizen. Mm-hmm. So that means if you would reduce the amount of cops, let's say from 4,500 to, let's say, 3,900, do you know how much money we would be saving, Trish? How much?
I'm not good with numbers.
That's
but
cool.
A lot.
That's cool. Kaya, how much? How much would we be saving if we just dropped down by 500 cops?
If it was
we'd be saving lives.
Hey, facts. Farrell, how much would we be saving money?
Yeah, I'm trying to do the math in my head. Where, like, I want to say easily, hold on, if we drop down per, carry the two, if that's three.
Gina, how much while Farrell's counting?
I'd say millions.
Millions, yep, okay. Farrell?
I'm still calculating over here, Tiggy. Just give us a number.
It's the priceless. Number, it's priceless.
The amount is $75 million
wow.
would be saved. We're not talking about literally doing
Damn.
Something abnormal. We're saying go from the overtly big amount per 100,000 citizen and just drop it down to the national average.
Right.
Just going to the national average would put $75 million in our communities. Now, if you just go with the example I gave you earlier, that means that 75 different community organizations in Montreal, and there are not 75 that are doing that good, would be getting $1 million each to change lives every single year. I rest my case.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. You gap. See, now yeah. you just, and you just hit it on the head. And it's fun. I had put the question out on our social media asking the question how the community felt. And we have a lot of comments just in terms of how what people are saying. Some people had said, well, basically, it's just it shows how the city feels about us. Some people said that we don't need to defund the police. We just need to put more money into prevention. Somebody said that it's simple. They are funding the – hold on. Where was it? They need to enforce the COVID rules to get ready for the Great Reset.
Uh-oh, conspiracy is coming in.
Yo, the conspiracy started coming in as well. But we have, I said I would open up the line for callers, so people who wanted to just voice their opinion. And I wanted to bring this caller on the line just to hear his thought. Let me, hold on, is he on with us? Mic check. Mr. Alan Babineau? Mic check, just the wire right there. Mic check. Alan, are you with us? Alan, can
of course.
Okay.
Turn his mic up. Alan Babineau. Shout out to Alan Babineau.
Shout out, Mr. Babineau. Okay, can you hear me now?
Of course I can hear you.
Okay, good. Thank you, Alan. So, Alan, welcome. Thank you for being one of our call-ins here on the Empower Hour. So, your opinion and your thought on the
defunding or augmenting of the police budget.
Yes.
Man, you've been after me all night. Last night, you were running after me, and I'm supposed to be a call in this morning. Come on now.
Thanks.
You've got me up against TV this morning. That's not fair, he's got his books in front of him. He's got all his stats out and everything.
And you
took me out of bed. You got me out of bed, and I'm supposed to be battling Tyrion.
No,
that's
not
really
this is not a battle.
And plus, you've got me set up. You're talking about the RCVM and all of that. You got me all messed up.
No, okay,
all right, but I'm happy to talk to you this morning.
Thank you for being here with us. And for the record, this is not a
VS.
This is
Young Jeezy Gucci.
The brother's been chasing me all night.
It's
call.
It's not a battle. Okay, it's not you against it. It's
no,
really, and
come
the thing
on
is,
now.
I don't want to rush you, but I want your thoughts. I know you're opinionated.
Okay.
I want your thoughts. I want the community to hear your thoughts, but I do have another person who wants to share their thoughts as well. So please, let's hear your movie.
You know, a lot of the stuff that Terry said is bang on. My biggest qualm about this whole defunding the police from the get-go is the punitive sort of narrative around the using of the term, right? Mm-hmm. So if I come to you and I say, you know what, Farrell, you're going to need to defund your program. I don't know how you guys are funded, but 50%.
Okay.
You want your program to be defunded by 50%. You've been seeing some shit, you know, stuff that don't make sense for years now. Where we're tired and we've been telling you to, you know, clean your act, and we want you to defund for 50%. And I leave it at that. Mm-hmm. Well, there's going to be a whole lot of backlash from you, from your folks, from a lot of people. And I'm not providing you any kind of insight or any kind of details as to what that's going to cause to your program. All I'm saying is that from the get-go, the narrative, the defund, hashtag defund the police has been broadcasted or promoted. Mm-hmm. And a whole lot of more sort of explanation and statistics, much of like what Thierry just did, mm-hmm. should have been brought forward. And you've got, instead of having folks, you know, for and against, and you create this division and you create this, again, you know, if you want to be able to get folks to get on board with you in some kind of way, you have to bring them to the table.
I think that's
and
fair.
And by threatening their livelihood in some respect because they've been behaving badly from your perspective for a number of years, it's not going to bring people to the table. That's number one. Number two, you got to also, when you defund something, you have to look at the what's going to
the repercussions.
The repercussions of your defunding, right?
Right, yeah.
So there's an article that came out, I think it was last week. Did you know that blacks are 4.3 times more likely to get murdered in this country than anybody else?
Yeah, by the police you're talking about?
No. Murders.
In general.
Period.
Okay.
All right, so that's criminalities. And in this country, not by the police, in this country, blacks and indigenous people are grossly, disproportionately more victimized by criminality, period, mm-hmm. never mind, than any other group in this nation. Now, of course, there's sociological causes.
That's what I was about to say, Alan.
But at the same time, if you use statistics, you still got to look at statistics. If you're going to use statistics simply to make a point, then of course, you need to drill down those statistics and to really assess what it really means.
Okay,
At the end of the day, if you're going to be defunding or if you're going to take away, I'm going to use the term defunding, but if you're going to move funds from a particular organization, you have to also analyze the repercussions on the very people that you're sort of advocating for and trying to help. Now, three things are going to happen when you defund the police. I've had budgets.
And Alan, with this, we're going to wrap. Oh. Like, so once you drop these three things, we're going to wrap because there's another caller that we have that's going to.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Three things. Number one is training.
Okay.
Right. So every time there's a mishap in the police and mess up or anything, people are always asking for training. Well, the first thing that gets cut when the budget cuts in the police department is training. Number two is any community initiative, police community relation initiatives that gets cut. That's number two. Mm-hmm. And number three, it's the number of officers. If it gets to that, it's the number of officers on the road. Now, Thierry made a very good point. Montreal has the highest number of police officers per capita. Mm-hmm. It is certainly not the most, the highest crime rate in the country. So that's a good question to ask.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also something you need to consider when you're negotiating your budget, your contract.
Correct.
with the city. So another thing that need to be considered. So all I'm saying is, hey, relocate money. They chose not to, and I'm waiting to hear, you know, exactly how the money, the additional monies are going to be spent. And you need to look at the consequences. And of course, $1 million to you, Farrell, to your program, would be phenomenal. And you can't go around that.
Right, exactly. So to summarize, you're saying it's just we have to be wise. If we are talking about these defunding, come with a strategy. Don't just talk about taking people's funds away without knowing what we want to do with it. Thank you.
Well, that's in essence what I'm saying. Yeah.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you for calling in.
We'll reinvite you
on a TV show, brother. I always like exchanging.
All right, brother, man.
Stay well, King. Thank you for calling
in.
Take it
easy.
That's dope. So, mind you, Alan, like I've been going back and forth with Alan. Actually, he's not even lying because we had some differences of opinion on a couple of different things.
And for those of you who don't know, he's black Retired black RCMP officer, and has obviously been in the armed force for 30 years. So he has a lot of experience in regards to that question.
We have one more voice that wants to share his thoughts. Xavier, mic check.
Yeah.
Hey, peace.
Hey.
Thanks for calling into the Empower Hour.
Wagwan, Xavier.
Hey, I'm good. I'm blessed. Beautiful coffee in my right hand and a phone on the left hand.
Where did you get your coffee?
Great people. Pardon?
Where did you get your coffee, King?
Listen, my coffee is called Jamaican coffee.
Hey! It's dark black
with heavy cacao in it.
So my guy.
My mind. And reach the sky.
Hey, amazing.
So Xavier, so if you would just quickly, we were discussing it on our social media, your thoughts on the defunding the police?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a perspective that is appealing me in a human sense, mm-hmm. because there's two things to be distinct, mm-hmm. and there's A, the police, mm-hmm. which is a system that you can't really touch, see, feel, mm-hmm. but it's something that is like a spirit.
Okay.
And then you have the policeman, which is an officer that you could salute, say hi, see, touch, grab, whatever. Okay. So one is reality. The other one is a concept that is into our mind.
Okay.
When we start talking about defunding, we're talking about taking something from human, which is their salary, their resources, to actually do their work. Okay. So then it becomes a conversation between humans being saying, like, we want to defund you in order to do something else with the money.
Right.
Okay. So the officer then, what he hears, because, you know, whenever we hear about defunding, losing money and this and that, we're thinking about our personal situation.
You're right.
And then they feel their own family is getting targeted.
Okay.
And,
mm-hmm. no,
and
yeah,
from a perspective that is, for me, a first solution is whenever we say defund the police, we're not really talking about the solution. We're talking about a process in order to put the money somewhere else.
Well, brother, I don't want to be cutting you, but basically we have to keep it quick. But I like that. So what you're saying is just to understand the difference, and it's almost like what Alan is saying too. It's basically we have to understand the difference between the institution and the individuals.
But
I don't know that I agree with this, because in essence, that
thank you, Xavier.
It is not thank you, Xavier. It's not our job as taxpaying citizen to care about the feelings of people that work for us. The cops work for us. If their little feelings are getting hurt by the coining of defunding the police, to me it's the same as if when we talk about, I call it cop fragility. It's the same when I say white privilege. Oh, I don't have privilege. Yes, you do. It's not because you don't like the brand of the words or the way I'm using the word that it's not a reality. So defunding the police, to me, whether they take it personal or not, statistics don't lie. Mm. If we have the highest amount of cops, and they are trying to make the argument that if we diminish the funding, St. Michel, Montreal North, the neighborhoods I grew up in, are going to get more violent. That's not facts.
That's not based
on the numbers, we are not a safest city in the Canada. So if I have the most amount of cops and I had the safest city in Canada, my arguments would be done.
Facts.
I can't defund something and put at risk black and brown people.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is we don't have we're underbanked, we're underserved in all aspects of services provided by the city. We're in food deserts, we're in mobility deserts, we're in banking deserts. Mm. But you know what desert we don't have, Farrell?
Mm.
Cop desert.
Thanks. We have a lot
of
cops.
That's the one place where we are swimming in an ocean of cops. So let me tell you something. Hashtag defund the police all day. Anybody against this? I would love to debate you. I was not debating or battling anybody this morning, because it is not a debate when you speak with facts.
Mm.
It is only a debate when you speak with emotions.
Yeah.
I am coming at this from a statistics point of view in numbers. So I don't even call this a debate. To me, it's not a debate. Mm-hmm. It's facts versus people's emotions. And I don't have time for little blue emotions of people making $90,000 to $100,000 with overtime and then crying me a river when we have about 28 murders a year. Mm-hmm. 28 murders a year. That literally comes up to 15.5 crimes per year. That's how many crimes per cops we have in this city. And that doesn't include murders. Wow. There's 29 murders in this city, 30 murders, rounded off to 30 murders for 4,500 cops.
Yeah, I think we're
Come on now.
Yeah, we're overspending.
On to the world news. We have time for the world news?
Yep.
All right, let's hit you guys up with the world news, people. In the world news, we're going to start international first, going with Dave Chappelle. Comedian Dave Chappelle on Tuesday posted a video on Instagram asking his fans to not stream episodes of the Comedy Central show until he gets more money for them. The plea came near the end of a lengthy clip of Chappelle doing a stand-up routine during which he revealed that Netflix pulled the series after he asked them to. Dave Chappelle's words, "I'm begging you, if you ever liked me, if you ever think there wasn't anything worthwhile about me, I'm begging you, please don't watch that show." Mm-hmm. Chappelle said, "I'm not asking you to boycott any network. I'm not asking you to boycott Netflix. I'm asking you to boycott the Chappelle show on Netflix.
Right.
Do not watch it unless they pay me." The majority of the early 19-minute clip devoted to Chappelle claiming that due to the contract he signed before he abruptly quit the Chappelle show, he doesn't get any additional money. So let me break this down to you. Chappelle, Dave Chappelle signed a $50 million extension with Comedy Central. But then he realized that Comedy Central was pimping him. Mm-hmm. That Comedy Central made $500 million with the Chappelle show. He tried to renegotiate. They did not want to. And then he said, "Deuces, I'm out." Went to Africa. They tried to run a smear campaign, call him in crazy, and it worked. A lot of even black folks, we started to attack his mental health. The man made the best decision possible, and guess what? Today he is back.
Yep.
He is back like with a vengeance. And now he is saying, "I did not get that $50 million for those of you who think that I got it." Mm-hmm. And because he quit on the initial contract, what ended up happening is he never got paid that $50
million. Wow.
So those are the news for Dave Chappelle. And more recent news also in Canada. An indigenous man in Canada has launched a two-human rights complaint after he and his 12-year-old daughter, granddaughter, were arrested and handcuffed as they tried to open a bank account.
Wow.
Maxwell Johnson, a member of the Aitchuk Nation, visited a Vancouver branch of the Bank of Montreal, in December to open an account for his granddaughter, Tori Ain. But the bank staff did not believe the two were indigenous after failing to verify the authenticity of their government-issued Indian status, which, by the way, changed the friggin' name on this, is indigenous status card. Staff were also suspicious about the size. You look at this. Do you see the systemic oppression and the systemic racism? The size of the deposit in Johnson's account, prompting an employee to call the police.
Wow.
In a transcript of the call to the police released by Aitchuk Nation, bank staff alleged that the two were committing fraud, telling police that two had presented fake identification because they did not know that these were real IDs. The employees also told the dispatcher that Johnson and his granddaughters were South Asian.
Oh, my goodness.
The racism is disrespectful. And Johnson said, and I'll leave it at that, and that sums it up, Canadian press, he said, "It gets tiring trying to prove you are of the First Nation people."
Yeah.
Imagine this. You walk into a bank, a colonizing bank, the first ever bank, the Federal Reserve for the Canadian. For those of you who didn't know, Bank of Montreal acted as the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. It was the first bank ever started in Canada. So when you talk about economic oppression and colonizing banking, Bank of Montreal is it. All right?
That's how you put it.
So
nice.
For them to not even recognize First Nation Indigenous cards, the caucasity. Mm-hmm. The caucasity is insane. Those are the world news, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, so guys, this has been the Empower Hour, and this has been our first live episode. Can we clap that up? Can we clap this up? Guys, for our listeners, for those who have tuned in with us, thank you so much for being with us. I'm not going to jump in. I just was really excited. I'm going to let you guys do the damn thing, but it's pretty awesome. So I guess that would be my final word. It's just I'm really happy, and thank you guys for tuning in. And check us out, ofccommunity.com.
Trish, what about you?
I loved it. It was awesome. I'm looking forward to next week. I love you guys. Check out my latest blog post, allthingsmisstrish.com. And yeah, listen to me next week. That's it.
Oh, and I'm Kaya, and you can find me at Instagram at Strong Firm Bottom, all one word.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my name is Thierry Lindor, and y'all could literally right now support. We need your support for the Colors of COVID project, and more importantly, Colors of COVID is aiming to collect race-based data during the pandemic.
I will buy it back from
you. Because it won't go to waste.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.